Guest post, Peter Canala is a solutions architect at Trifecta Technologies, Force.com MVP, and Salesforce Developer Group Organizer. He holds 6 Salesforce certifications, blogs regularly at peternoll.com, and is active on Twitter at Peter Canala. Peter Canala, Lightning Component Composition. Lightning Components includes a framework, the Lightning Component Framework, that provides different ways for components to be used together to create meaningful applications. One of those ways is through component composition, which is when one component contains multiple instances of other finer-grained components. Instead of just starting from scratch on a new component or app, imagine that you can choose from a variety of different pre-built components and compose them together to build your new component or app. Composing components together to make other components or applications is at the core of the Lightning Component Framework and is a very powerful concept. Lightning Component Composition. Let's explore component composition by looking at how a Lightning Component, case list, that lists cases for a user might be built. Lightning Components Composition. In looking at the component output, you can see that there are many different pieces that make it up. It looks like there is a piece that lists all of the cases, a piece that lists an individual case, and a piece that controls pagination. Now instead of the word piece, use the word component. The coarse-grained case list component composes together other components with the result being a useful higher-level component. So, how is it done? Let's see how we can start with some basic component markup for the case list component and add more component pieces to it to get the final component. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The case list component composes together an instance of an Aura iteration component with a custom case panel component to output each case, showing specific information about the case in a formatted panel. The case list component sets the attributes of the Aura iteration component and the case panel component. With just a few lines of code, we were able to compose together two pre-existing, unrelated components to provide another meaningful component. Pretty cool. Just wait. It gets better. Now we've got a nice listing of cases, but what if there are too many to display at once? One way to deal with that is to add in a way to paginate. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. We've introduced two new attributes, one to allow the user to specify the number of records to show at a time, page size, and the other, numTotalItems, is used internally to store the total number of records available. The case list component usage has still remained simple. It can still be used as CaseList and can now also have a page size specified, CaseList page size equals 8/greater than. The case list component body has changed to compose the Aura iteration component with an instance of a custom, but already built, paginator component by wrapping the paginator around the Aura iteration component. When any markup is contained inside of the body of an instance of a component, that markup is set as the body attribute of the instance. Inside the implementation of the paginator component, the body attribute can be referenced just as any other attribute through the vValue provider, for example, !v.body. The paginator's body attribute is set to the Aura iteration component. The paginator fires an event on pagination which the component handles with its handlePage method by retrieving the new set of records into the items attribute. Lightning component facets. The case list component looks nice so far, but it is still not quite there. It doesn't have a title or other information about it. Let's add that in. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The case list component now has a string title attribute, and a header and footer attribute, both of which have a type of aura.component. The title attribute is fairly straightforward, but the header and footer attributes are interesting. They are referred to as component facets. Any attribute of a component that has a type of aura.component is a facet. The user of the component can set the facet to any value they want using an aura set. The case list can now be used as follows to set an image, and a footer to always display. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The header and footer facets are custom facets. Each component also has a special facet called the body facet. The body of an instance of a component is any free markup. For example, the paginator's body is the Aura iteration component. The body attribute is not declared in each component, but rather is inherited from the root-level Aura component. Technically, the free markup of a component instance body can be surrounded with aura set attribute equals body, but it is not necessary as the framework just treats all free markup in an instance as the body attribute. It is easy to see how powerful component composition can be. We were able to build a fairly useful component very quickly by composing together a few pre-existing standard and custom components. More. For more information on composition in the Lightning Component Framework, refer to the Lightning Component Developer's Guide. For a quick overview and introduction to Lightning Components, visit the Lightning Components page on Salesforce Developers. If you're ready to learn hands-on while earning badges to demonstrate your skills, start the Lightning Components module in Trailhead.